Alberta's top court has downgraded the conviction of Calgary man who drove over his wife with a cube van during an argument and left her to die alone on a snow-covered street. In a decision released Tuesday, the Alberta Court of Appeal substituted Ronald Kandel's 2021 second-degree murder conviction with a lesser conviction of manslaughter. Kandel had been handed a life sentence with no chance of parole for 16 years in the February 2020 killing of Melissa Ray Blomart. The appeal court noted that Kandel would be guilty of manslaughter if he didn't have the intent for murder. However, the trial judge did not address whether there was another reasonable inference available on the evidence, namely, whether Mr. Kandel's level of intent fell short of that required to establish second-degree murder, Justice Don Pentelichuk wrote. Not to do so was unreasonable. The trial judge had said Blomart's death was part of a long, tragic cycle of domestic violence, and Kandel had a history of terrorizing her. The court heard Kandel and Blomart had been arguing when she got out of the vehicle in the Bonus neighborhood of Northwest Calgary. As Blomart stormed away, Kandel drove the fully loaded U-Haul cube van into her, ran her over and turned around. The court heard that Kandel drove past her as she lay dying. Kandel appealed his conviction. Pentelichuk said it was reasonable to infer that Kandel deliberately drove toward Blomart, but said that doesn't mean he intended to run her down and kill her, or cause bodily harm he knew was likely to cause her death. It is equally reasonable to infer from the totality of the evidence that Mr. Kandel's intention was to bully and intimidate her to act as he wanted her to do, said Pentelichuk. Ms. Blomart was running in the middle of the snow-covered road. It was objectively foreseeable as she was running, with the U-Haul approaching from behind, she might slip and fall. She said if the van was too close or going too fast, a reasonable person may have foreseen the risk of being unable to stop and running over her. Mr. Kandel is to be given the reasonable benefit of the doubt that he was reckless in his unlawful act of dangerous driving but did not have the intention for murder. The case will be sent back to court for a new sentencing.